Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. This is day three in our series of celebrating you by going through guided meditations. It's kind of an odd day. We are live, as you all can tell. And I am in a circumstance where, coincidentally, unexpectedly, my parents could not come back to help me last night, so this is my first full 24 hours of being alone, and right now we have an alarm going off across a bed I cannot traverse. So if you will forgive me, I had to walk to make sure that closed, and you can hear the sound of my walker. On some level, there's a miracle in that that someday maybe we'll talk about, but not today with such a limited time. Today we're going to talk about uniquely you, special you, and the wonder of you, what you bring to us. We're going to work on a meditation, and we're developing meditation practices. Perhaps the first thing I want to say again, which I have said now 3 days in a row, is that you must remember to breathe. My suggestion to you that you need to remember to breathe is intended as a statement that you need to remember to breathe always, not just during meditation practice. And perhaps in breathing, we have the key to your ultimately moving into mindful meditation all of the time. Remembering to breathe. Breathing in long breaths. And I have found that it works in breathing in long breaths to imagine the air entering your body through your feet. And starting with a deep breath through the nose, pulling the air from your feet. Long, long breath from your feet. Up over the front of your body, up over your head, down the back of your head, start blowing out through the mouth. It's amazing how oxygen heals the body. It's amazing how oxygen calms the spirit. When you feel stressed out, oxygen will help you feel better. So let's once again take a deep breath. And Lord, I do feel stressed out by that alarm thing. I hope it'll go off. So now, live again, taking a deep breath. Breathe through the soles of your feet. Imagine the air starting there. Pull the air up over the front of your body, up across your forehead, and now blow it out. One more time, up the front of your body. A nice long, 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 long breath. Now, blow it out. One more time, pulling the air up over the front of your body and blowing it out. There's a calming effect in taking deep, deep breaths. Now, before we begin our personal meditation practice, let us today join together as a unit. Let us believe that we can connect our energy. Let us imagine connecting our hands. And let us send loving, caring thoughts to the universe, to all that is. Let us send loving, caring thoughts to everyone on our planet. But let us bring up from that stifling cold place those people that we reject and so many reject. And let us send first loving, caring thought to them. Let us invite for them everything that we want in our life. Happiness, joy, and peace. Let us send to them the peaceful, quiet, soothing feelings of peace that we feel. It is in the peace. It is in not stepping into chaos. It is in not releasing a piece of yourself to chaos. That there is true joy in life, no matter the suffering, no matter pain, no matter joy. Joy, it becomes more of a transient thing, something that happens and leaves. Let us send those to those whom we find unlovable. And you will be provided many opportunities today to do that. The passage today that we are going to look at is on coincidences are opportunities waiting to happen. Before I read that passage, I'd like to tell you a coincidence. When I was writing Uniquely, Create a Divinely Inspired You, I knew that I should write a book. It was back in 1997 when everybody seemed to be writing books, so I guess the universe was keeping us all alert and aware. And I was in a situation where I felt, my goodness, this is such a short book. It needs to be done. And so I just zoomed straight ahead and finished it in my own way. I was in a computer, even in 97 we had computers, doing a Groucho Marx. And I then moved to Southern California. And when I arrived at my new home, I opened up and loaded up my computer to get everything started, and lo and behold, no book, or at least no revised book. The book that was there was exactly the same book that I had worked on with the universe, with God, with Allah, with Yahweh in creating. It was at exactly the same place and said exactly the same words. And I realized then that this was an opportunity for me to work with the universe. It was an opportunity for me to ignore coincidences. It was an opportunity for me to believe that I was valuable enough, even if only for this one moment, to deliver a message, a simple message. What I like about Uniquely is that it delivers some very complex messages in a very short period of time. Coincidences are opportunities waiting to happen. Listen to your intuition. Intuition is your soul signaling you. Feel that part of the divine one residing in you and listen. Noticed that silent is really just listen backwards. Be silent. Realize that everything matters. Everything you say, everything you do. Whenever someone comes into your life and talks to you, even this moment we're sharing right now, this is not a coincidence. It's instead an opportunity brought to each one of us to grow into the person that we want to be. It is an opportunity for us to reach to our highest selves, a choice many times we fail to make. And every time I make that statement, I have to also say, and that's okay, because you have tomorrow. You have the next minute. You have the next second. They're all fresh. They're all full, and that is no coincidence. They are present from God.
to me to open the package,
the chance to start anew. If you feel like you've been someplace before, perhaps you have recognized you were going to come there. You have an opportunity to change anything that is going on that you think might happen. A premonition of an event does not mean that that event is set in stone, because in this planet, we come with free will. And free will is what shapes every day. There are choices. So look at what happens to you not as an accident, but instead as part of a divine plan written by you in order for you to reach to be your highest self. And now I'd like you to breathe in, remembering things that have happened that have proved to be true that you wanted to dismiss. Breathe in the positive energy of those experiences and blow out any fears that are created by coincidences. Blow out passing on the opportunity to accept everything just the way it is. And now I'm going to give you some music to meditate. And I guess yesterday was a coincidence or an opportunity, because the music went longer than the 15 minutes that normally happens. This also is a much longer song, and we'll see what happens. Between now and then, I promise there'll be no alarm tomorrow, and I send you happiness, joy, peace. Namaste, my friend. May peace be with you. Here!